1985 came the discovery of the superstrings theory, which stated that an elementary particle that is 10 to the negative 35 meters in diameter was the basic element of all matter. This prompted the idea that an infinite number of worlds exist parallel to our own, all separated by extra dimensions at the subatomic scale. Will be a year long remembered in the scientific world as Professor William Kaufman's published work on ubiquity strings is released. Simply put, Kaufman predicts that travel to a parallel world may be possible using a method he's called string tunneling. But many in the scientific field, while agreeing with his findings, say that the power output that is needed is far beyond the capabilities of science.
Anthony Zhu's trial ended today with a narrow, not guilty verdict. The families of the 11 MIT lab workers who were killed in the July 1999 explosion contend that Zhu was at fault, and that his attempt to create the first matter-antimatter reaction was the cause.
You're in my light, pal.
Commander Slade?
Not bad. I guess my weight, too.
I'm Major Vernon, sir. We've got a diamond priority situation at one of our outposts, and I'm to bring you to the site.
I got time to finish my drink? Guess not.
Sorry, sir, but we're almost to the site, and I'm supposed to debrief you before we land.
Get on with it, then.
In your mission briefing, you'll see that yesterday at 1630 GST, a top-secret military experiment was launched.
You got any coffee?
No, sir. Now, if you'll just follow along.
Damn. Okay, I'm all ears, Major. Go on.
Well, as you may know, scientists have talked about traveling to parallel worlds for the last couple of years, and yesterday, we did it.
Did what?
We sent a probe through the boundary separating us from the other dimensions.
Really? Where'd you wind up? Belgium?
For 71 minutes, we were receiving data back from the probe before an entity from that world damaged it, sending an energy backlash through to our world that's caused an atomic chain reaction we were unable to contain.
Looks like your precious lab blew up.
Not exactly. Pilot, give me a 30-degree roll to port. It caved in.
Let me get this straight. The probe you shot in the Twilight Zone screwed up and is sucking us in?
Yes. And the vortex is growing exponentially, Commander. We estimate 25 days before the Earth is no more than a cosmic memory.
So why am I here?
You're here to escort a group of three scientists into the same parallel world, to repair and retrieve that probe.
I'm trained in combat and survival. I don't run an escort service.
Urgent. Soft gear maintenance op needed at Hall G13. Red Sector comm briefing is a go at 1300 hours.
Look, all I'm saying, Anthony, is we weren't ready. I was as eager as you to test our theories, but that didn't give us license to...
Us? I'm not taking the fall for your flawed theories, Kaufman. My energy source didn't lose that probe, and when we find it, I'll...
Attention. Report all other
gentlemen,
packages.
This is Commander Cutter Slade. He's here to make sure you have no problems on your little trip.
No more than you've got, anyway.
This is Professor William Kaufman, head of the Cristobal Project.
It's a pleasure, Commander. I'm sorry.
You and me both, Professor.
And Professor Anthony Xu, Professor Kaufman's...
Guiding light. Without me, he'd still be at the blueprint stage.
Well, I fear we should have stayed.
We can't save the speculation until after we've plugged that hole, gentlemen. Professor Kaufman, you're due at the pad first.
Oh, I'll be along momentarily, Major.
Urgent. Task 5 commanders. P1 reload.
So, what's the plan, Professor?
Quite simple, really. When we get to the other world, we locate the damaged probe and repair the systems using these backup cards. Of course, the damage could be anything from the power output to the...
It's not the power output. It's the string tunneling device.
We'll find that out soon enough, Professor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to the pad. Why did they choose you, Commander?
Guess I drew the short straw.
Nice to know we have something in common. See you on the other side, gentlemen.
One step away from proving my energy source can work, and now this. I can't believe my luck.
Don't worry, Professor. Stick close to me, and we'll get through this.
Listen, G.I. Joe. I'm only gonna tell you this once. I don't take orders from anyone.
Is that so?
I have a strong feeling you're going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm. The feeling's mutual, Professor. Suit's a bit on the tight side.
Sorry. We've already sent a shipment of new technology weaponry to the other world. The instructions were in your brief.
Thanks. By the way, you said 3 scientists. So far, I've only seen double.
Wolf?
Oh, God.
What's she doing here?
You two know each other?
Not really. I know her lawyers pretty well, though.
Look, about that,
Is there a problem?
I don't really know. Is there, Wolf? I wouldn't want the senator upset again.
My mother has nothing to do with this. I'm here on my own credentials.
Ms. Wolf is our exobiologist, Commander. If your mission runs longer than expected... She'll be helping you figure out which bugs to eat and what plants to
Commander
avoid.
Slade, T-minus 10 minutes to launch.
She'll also be attempting communication with the sentient beings we saw on the probe.
Communication? Her? How ironic.
You don't understand, Commander. What happened wasn't...
This happy reunion will have to wait, you two. Commander, we need you on the pad now. Ms. Wolf? What was all that about?
Guess you guys didn't have time for background checks. Level with me, Vernon. Is this thing really going to get us there alive?
Would you rather stay here?
You've got a point there. Just try not to break anything else before I get back, will you?
We'll try, Commander. Good luck.